This recording, Jiangsu 40, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, he felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got here, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprisingly, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy growth began to start around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comer, Comer," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comer was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then sealing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not further. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comer and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah wondered that this course of treatment might be expensive either, 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My hometown is in Yizhen. It belongs to the old and famous city, Yangzhou. Yizhen has changed a lot during the recent 10 years, and the appearance of it has changed a lot. My major is English. I started to learn English when I was 12, but some of my classmates began when they are very young. I like traveling very much. Last summer, my father and I went to the beautiful city of Qingdao. We enjoyed the beautiful sceneries there very much, and we went to the two famous beaches of there. Now I am a college student in Suzhou. I used my summer holiday to do some jobs to enlighten my horizon. 孔子论语序而自耶一杠一子曰序而实歇之不亦说乎一杠二由朋自云放来不亦乐乎一杠三人不止而不愠不亦君子乎为政之二二杠二子曰食散播亦饮亦不止曰死无歇二杠七子游问孝子曰谨之孝者是谓能也至于群马皆能有也不今何日别乎二杠十子曰视其所日管其所宾察其所案人应色在人应色在